Just one day after its meeting with Pope Benedict, the Special Commission for the Church in China has released its final statement. It contains a declaration of the Church's profound sorrow at the new arrest of 70-year-old Bishop Zha and the continued detention of other men and women religious. The group instituted by Pope Benedict XVI in 2007, shortly after the publication of his pastoral letter to the faithful of China, met in the Vatican this week and includes courier figures as well as representatives from the Church in China. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
The Vatican Commission for the Church in China has expressed its profound sadness over the latest arrest of Bishop Julius Jiajigua of Zending and for the situation of other bishops and priests who are deprived of their freedom in a statement released Thursday. The arrest of Bishop Zha took place just as the commissioner's work was beginning on March 30th, when police appeared outside the bishop's home and took him to an undisclosed location. Bishop Zha, aged 74, suffers from various disturbances because of past imprisonments and his age, and the faithful of the diocese are concerned that this new arrest could endanger his life. In their final statement, the commission recalls that this arrest and deprivation of freedom is not an isolated case and cites other ecclesiastics who are subjected to undue pressure and limitations on their pastoral activities. The members of the commission also express their desire to assure these religious currently in situations of detention of their fraternal closeness and constant prayer in this season of Lent. The statement goes on to add that these situations of uneasy relations with the civil authorities create obstacles to that climate of dialogue with the competent authorities, which Pope Benedict, in his 2007 letter to Chinese Catholics, had said he hoped to build. The statement explains that the work of the plenary commission focused on the formation of seminarians and of consecrated persons, and on the ongoing formation of priests, asserting that in union with the bishops of China, who are responsible for the ecclesial communities, efforts will be made to promote a more adequate human, intellectual, spiritual, and pastoral formation of the clergy and of consecrated persons who have the important task of acting as faithful disciples of Christ and of members of the Church, and of contributing to the good of their country as exemplary citizens. In this light, the commission ends its reflections with a call to mission. Quoting from Pope Benedict's letter, it concludes, "The Church, always and everywhere missionary, is called to proclaim and to bear witness to the gospel. The Church in China must also sense in her heart the missionary ardor of her founder and teacher. Now it is your turn, Chinese disciples of the Lord, to be courageous apostles of that kingdom. I am sure that your response will be most generous." I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.